Hi everyone, and welcome to 10 out of 10, Would Recommend, the podcast hosted by me, Talani.
And me, Gina.
Hi Gina, how are you, baby?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually in such a good mood because we've already had a little laugh with our guests today, and I'm very excited for this episode. I feel like it's going to be a lot of laughing.
Say, when we actually have a sick guest in as well. It's really weird, like, hearing her speak as a normal person and not her character. And it's like, huh? What is this accent?
We could be mates. Well, you're one of us. One of us.
Whereas the character doesn't so much feel like one of us. It feels very far away, removed from us. But before we get into that, Gina, I had to talk to you about a show I've been watching.
Tell me.
Early. I'm coming off the set straight away. Trial 4. I banged it all out the other day. And my first thought was like, hell is going to be full of like lawyers, police officers, and like people on jury service.
Lay it out for us. What's it about?
So Trial 4 is about this man who gets accused, a black man, important because America, who gets accused of shooting a white police officer.
Okay.
He's like, I didn't do it. Like he's like, I didn't do it. Like literally I was at Walgreens to buy Pampers. Or diapers, as the Americans call it. And I went home, so I definitely didn't do it. But he got accused of doing it, and he's got 22 years in jail and 3 trials. Wow. So he went in jail when he was about 19, came out at like 40-something. And then they're kind of like trying to figure out like who did it then, if he didn't do it and why he didn't do it. So he went through 4 trials altogether, and they kind of still didn't claim he was innocent. It's really, really interesting because it talks more about like Boston law and lawyers, and like, because they talk about another story where this man kills his wife on the street. And then when the police get there, they ask him what happened. And he's like, oh, it was these black men that killed her. So it kind of shows how racist the actual Boston police industry is. It is so interesting, but also so heartbreaking. Like, the whole time I was like, hell is going to be full of these lot. Like, it just has to be just them. And then it started making me think about how I really went to do jury service. Like, really, I've never been asked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a really stupid thing to say, but I've always associated it with America. And so I never even imagined that I'd get a letter for me to even go to court to do that.
We definitely get asked to do it here as well.
Is it prevalent here?
Yeah, absolutely. You get asked. You get random letters to be like, you've been called in jury service. And I've been wanting to do it for... You can say no. Can you say no? Or you can defer it a couple of years or something. But I don't think you have to do it. You can just be like, yeah, no, I'm good on that. But I really want to do it. But also, it's quite scary to do, because what if you are in charge of saying someone's guilty and they didn't do it?
All right, hear me out, yeah? Imagine if, like, you're on the trial, if you're on jury for, like, I don't even want to say the name of any of these people just in case they actually hear this and then they come to my house. But like, what if they then like find you? That's what I get scared of. Do you know what I mean? Like you're giving it all the big on the jury floor, and then like you're walking home and they're like, well, you said like, well, they wouldn't
I've
know,
had
but do you know
actual
what I mean?
Nightmares. Do you know that guy? This is so irrelevant, but he's like, he was in like Tupac Shakur's crew. Oh, what's his name? Suge Knight.
No, I didn't want to say Suge Knight.
So Suge Knight is my biggest fear.
Suge, if you hear this, please.
Don't say his name too many times, but he's a well-known, renowned, like, hip-hop American gangster. He's my biggest, like, Suge my biggest. You said his name 3 times, he's going to appear. You can't say it 3 times.
Suge Knight's coming to the door.
He's my biggest fear. So imagine being on trial for one of his cases. I'll just crumble. I'll be like, I can't do it. I literally can't see his face.
No, I'm genuinely, it freaks me out.
Yeah, Suge Knight is my biggest fear. Absolutely. But that's completely not what we came here to talk about today. This is not a Suge Knight podcast.
It's not a Suge Knight podcast.
And I've said his name entirely too many times. I hope him and his family are well. Gina?
Yes, let's get us to what we're actually here to talk about. Let's rein it in. By now, you should have, based on my recommendations for the last 3 weeks, watched season 4 of The Crown.
One day, dear boy, you shall be king. Your duty now was the choice of a woman the people will love as a princess, and in due course... as queen.
Today, we are joined by Erin Doherty, who plays Princess Anne in The Crown. Erin, say hi.
Hello, what's up? I've been dying to talk for so long. So I've just been listening to this brilliant conversation. And I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to chime in or what.
You were doing a really good job of silent laughing.
I was like, yeah, like trying to be really animated.
like nodding along in the background.
I really
How
was.
Are you?
I was like, oh, what is, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, thank you. How good. Are you doing?
Good, as you can tell, very scared of Sugar Knight, but alive.
Yes, aren't we all?
Erin, I must say, you give off the best first impression ever. I'm like, oh my gosh, you seem so great.
She's
you
could so do no cool. wrong about
so cool.
Like, I want to go for drinks with you. Yeah, I definitely want to go for drinks with you.
Really want to go for drinks with you. Like.
Yes. Bloody COVID getting away. Once that's done, I mean, well, the vaccine's out. Let's have a good time.
Yeah, and Miss Kate. We'll invite Miss Kate as well. She can do our makeup.
We need to get
Miss
Kate
on.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm all about that.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I need to get out of my home.
No, I can imagine, absolutely. Same. And it's such a shame as well, because you've got this massive thing that's out, like The Crown is like the biggest thing ever. There has not been anything I've looked into that hasn't been talking about The Crown. Like, literally every part of my life is someone talking about it. But then you don't even get to, like, go outside and, like, take in all the attention and do all the press runs. That must be annoying.
Well, in that sense, it's quite nice. I'm a bit like, I don't like all that like attention or anything. But I want to go out for drinks and like having a good time. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Like I'm not like running around like taking pictures of myself on blooming Waterloo Bridge and all that. I find it so weird. Whenever I see it, I'm like, oh. God. I think I look awful.
When you go past yourself like on a big billboard or anything like that, are you like, put your cap down like,
genuinely,
oh.
yeah.
Really?
That's why I got into wearing hats. God, it's weird. It's so weird. I think because I'm not like that at all. Like I'm just kind of I don't know. I think I've like as much as I love my job, like I kind of never really got into it to be like, here's me doing my job. Like I just like doing the job. And like you say, this show is so massive. Like I feel like instinctively I've just gone like, whoa, that's like too much.
Yeah.
Just a lot. Yeah.
What was it like playing a character that is like, not only is she a real life person, but she's completely different to who you are. People have this perception of what she should be like. How do you get your head into that? Because I'm so common, I can't get my head into a princess. Like, I don't know what to do.
You could, I'm telling you, you could. Like, what I used basically was the fact that I felt so out of place doing it. Like, I just used that feeling of being like, something doesn't feel right here to put myself in her shoes. Because I think like, what I forget is that she was born into it. Like, she didn't choose it. She, like, was just born into this thing and things are expected of her. And what's great about Princess Anne is that she's questioning it the whole way along, being like, why do we do this? Why do we do this? Mm. She's so, like, open and honest about it. And I was like, well, if I can channel anything, it's that. Because I don't get it either. So I think you're underestimating yourself. I think you could play a princess.
Maybe I could play a princess.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
And you deserve it, too.
You should.
I was convinced I was going to marry Harry. I'm just putting it out there. I was convinced. I'm not actually joking, right? Because rumors have come from... You guys are laughing.
Who told you that? Who told you you were going to marry Harry?
I'm adamant about it.
Because, like, okay, the streets have been saying for a long time that Harry was going to marry a black woman. And I thought, ding, ding, ding.
I'm one step closer.
And then there was that scene of him, I don't know if he was in Jamaica, he was dancing. I said, whoa, there, buddy, we're in. All I needed was a chance encounter that never happened. But if it happened, I would have married Harry, just so you guys know that.
Well, I mean, you could still meet him and he might fall in love. We don't know. We don't know.
You never know.
Hold out hope.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be The Crown season 10.
That season.
Yeah, me too. That'd be sick. Quickly on accents, actually, and whether we'd be able to do one, right? You know, there's that thing. I spoke to Josh O'Connor and he was saying that, because I was like, I can't do it. I'm from South London. The accent is too strong. And he was like, if you say is, it sounds like yes. If you say it, like
yes.
You say is. And it's supposed to, but I was like saying it and I was like, is. I don't sound like I'm saying yes still.
You are. If you like tighten your mouth a bit more and you just go, ears. That's it. Like everyone has, like more often than not, everyone will have like a word that they say to get into an accent or a character. And if you do that, I'm telling you, you'll be the queen.
So, what's your words that you use to get into character? Or your
what did I do? It's the word the crown, because they go crown. They say crown, and every time I would say the crown,
oh
I would
god,
be.
It's coming! Oh my god!
So yeah, you just kind of go like crown, and that's it.
Crown.
Just honestly, if in doubt, don't move your mouth. Like they don't move their mouth.
Oh my god, crown. That is so interesting. How much research did you do into the royal family and Princess Anne and all of that? Were you like involved in it, Papa?
I got involved. So basically, once I got over the fear, I basically had to let go of being like, this is a real woman and everyone's going to have an opinion about whether or not it's right. And I was like, I can't deal with that pressure. So I just took away the fact that she was real and I went, right, it's going to be my version. And then I went into like a YouTube hole of doom for like months where I was just watching video after video of her, like between a certain like era, because I was playing her when she was quite young. And I ended up recording like her talking on my phone and I'd just walk around like listening to her talk. And I bloody went into coffee shops and ordered coffee in her voice. So I was like, this is so weird. I was like, I need to get over the hurdle of it feeling like removed from the way I talk. So I tried to be like, okay, I need to like get into this voice and make it feel like it's mine. And so I had to like try and convince real life people that I would talk like that. So I had to order coffee in her voice.
When you were ordering the coffee, did you go to posh places or was you like
I
in
did.
Regular?
Otherwise, they'd look at me a bit funny.
What are you doing here?
I wasn't walking into blimmin' Costa.
In Peckham, like ordering a pay.
I had to go into some fancy places. But even then, they were still a bit like, who is this girl? But I mean, yeah, I had to avoid Lewisham. I'm in Lewisham, so I had to get away from Lewisham to do that.
Are you from South London?
Yes, I'm from Lewisham.
I knew it!
That's why Erin. Gina loves you. It's all in the
Erin,
of course.
I knew you were from South. I knew something in my heart said this girl's from South London.
It's me!
Oh my god! I can't believe it! I can't believe this. No, you're my favorite. You're my favorite guest.
Oh,
now she's obsessed with you. Now she's obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
With you.
Yeah, I am obsessed.
I feel left out now.
Let's stop this podcast now.
Let's just go drinks.
Yeah, let's just have our little Zoom drinks.
And we were talking earlier about going to theatre school, and because I was overhearing your conversation, and I mentioned that I also did performing arts. Unlike you, it wasn't a theatre school; it was like my local public school. But we had GMVQ performing arts, and
amazing.
What's funny about it is we have to do like a dance recital to actually like get in, sort of thing. And
see, that's the real deal.
Have you ever tried to do like dance? It's like interpretive dance.
Oh,
yeah, it's like all this. It's all like weirdly jumping up and like
jumping up and down like a little bird. It's like isolation and waving your hands about. It is honestly interpretive dance. It's the weirdest thing ever. And I was like, in the real world, nobody anywhere ever dances like this ever.
No,
it's hilarious. Cool. Me and my girlfriend do it all the time. We're in the kitchen because my girlfriend grew up. She was like a hip hop dancer. Like, she's the real deal. But we always do, like, these funny videos, like, and send them out to our friends of us all doing interpretive dance. I just think it's the best thing to do. Like, when you're feeling a bit blue, especially in these COVID times, just make up an interpretive dance.
No, honestly.
And it's a great way of getting your mood up, because no one moves that way, and it's quite funny to see your body doing those things.
So did you know from early on that it was acting that you wanted to do, that is this like your life's dream for you?
I mean, I grew up, basically, when my mum and dad split up, like, they kind of put me and my sister into, like, this, like, weekend drama school thing, and I just loved it, and I think since then, it would have been, like, I was, like, 4 or 5, it just kind of was a part of my world, and I've never kind of really given it a second thought. I was kind of always, like, right, okay, well, this is just going to be a part of my life, because, I don't know, it just kind of felt so, I don't know, like cathartic in a way, like to just like be able to express yourself through singing or dancing or acting or whatever. But in a way, I just always thought, right, well, it's just going to be a part of what I do.
No, you're clearly very good. I auditioned for Skins when I was younger, and
we both went to the same audition for Skins. We both did not get in.
We didn't know each other. And clearly we weren't good.
I bet you bloody were.
No, because we're talking about TV, not being on TV. Like, if we were good, we'll be on it. We won't be
We'd be on the next show next to the Crown with you, babes, but we weren't.
I'm telling you now, honestly, like, I've said this so often, but I genuinely believe it. Half of it is luck. I'm telling you now, it's luck. Like,
but also
I'm not. Yes, like, yes, that's part of it. But you can't. It's also luck. Like, it really is. It is. I'm telling you.
Wait, so tell us, how did you audition for The Crown? What was the luck?
Yes.
I'm not convinced it was luck. You are crazy talented.
Very good.
Well, I think I'm partly lucky. Like, basically, I was doing a play at the time and I got the phone call that they were auditioning for Princess Anne, and I had no idea who this woman was. I don't know about you, but, like, before the show,
no,
I was like...
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That.
Yeah! Like, who knew? Like, really? Who knew? But in a way, I was like, this is great, because... hopefully people of my generation, our generation, will be in the same boat as me. And it is an introduction to this woman who actually I think people probably should know about, because she's done some pretty badass shit. Like, she's great. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this is brilliant, because no one really knows about this woman, and she deserves to be known about. But so that's when I kind of fell into the YouTube hole of researching all about her. And I went in for a meeting, and then months later I got called in again, and then pretty much like 2 months later I found out that I got it. So it was like from maybe like January through to the end of April that I was like waiting around trying to suss out if I'd got it. So sometimes it does take quite a while, but my luck right, is that I just look a bit like her. I think that's it, because on, like, I do. When I what also happened, like, I was like, right, who is this woman? And I looked her up and I was like, I've been with a shot here. I was like,
it's a good chance I'll get this.
Yeah, I love that. I think I got a shot. So okay. That was my luck.
All right, yeah. Fair.
For me, The Crown, even though it is based on real events and real people, for example, I imagine that it's a highly secretive and confidential title, like, to work on.
Yeah.
How good are you at keeping secrets? Because I wouldn't even be able to keep it a secret for the time when I was waiting to even get the call back for the audition, let alone keep it secret for every season. Like, that's stressful, no?
It is stressful. And it like, even when you're doing, like, press for it and everyone's asking you questions, you literally have to be like, "That I can't even tell you. There is a page, like, pages and pages and pages from Netflix that you're sent being like, you can't discuss this and you can't discuss this and you can't talk about this. And so when you're on the phone talking about it, you're like, just having a mental breakdown trying not to say the wrong thing, because there are literal, like, rules. But I mean, in a way, I kind of, when we were filming it, I just wrote off any conversations about The Crown, because I was like, I'm gonna say something that I'm not allowed to say here, and I don't want to get sued. So I honestly just didn't talk about anything. But it's still bloody stressful. And only now, like, I think this is officially the last thing I have to do for, like, The Crown, and I'm kind of like, I can talk about anything because it's out.
Yeah,
I just say everything. I'm so happy. I'm like, there's not an ounce of stress in my body. It's just great.
It's so nerve wracking
because you think you're going to say the wrong thing.
No, I can imagine. Because with me, with secrets, if it really can't come out, don't tell me. Because I kind of live by the rule of, like, it's between me and my best friend or my partner. Like, that's who it's between. And I want to change and be able to really keep people's secrets. It's just me, but it's really hard.
I'm happy to know that after 5 years of friendship.
I keep your secrets.
Liar.
Brilliant, man.
I think a secret is kept if it's not common knowledge. As long as it stays not common knowledge, it's still a secret.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Yeah, surely. Like, everyone's got to have someone to tell these things to. Can you imagine? Like, I'd lose my mind if I wasn't allowed to say this stuff to, like, your close friends and stuff.
Yeah,
everyone's got to have those people.
Yeah, I agree. You've got to tell someone. But then equally, you don't want to be that person who, oh, God, this is why God knew not to make me an actor, honestly, because I would be that person who, like, oh, they're still, like, the person's died in the end of season two or whatever. And I'm like, oh, they're still alive. Oh! Like, all the headlines the next day are like, Gina Moore Barrett from X Show says they're still alive. I'm like,
This is why we didn't make it. This is exactly why we did not make it.
Because Jesus knew that Skins was not our path, Talani.
Skins was not our path.
Jesus knew.
I'm still gutted. The thing about me with that audition is that I overacted. Like, I just did too much.
Yeah,
so I was just like, oh no, how could you do this to me?
I was like, you know, when you thought you were good, but I was terrible.
I don't know about all this. I feel like you've got to give yourself some credit. I'm telling you now, like, come on.
I think that's really kind of you to say.
That's really, really nice of you. And do you know what? It's not a dream that I've tucked away. One day I might still try it again. It's not a tucked away
this
dream.
This is what
yet.
I mean. Yeah. Hold out hope. This is our message for this podcast.
That is
hold out hope for Harry. Hold out hope.
You can have it all.
That's it. We can have it all.
We can have
you
it all.
You've got to believe.
We can have it and do it all. Do you watch much telly? And like, what do you watch? What do you like? What do you not like? What's your vibe?
Yeah.
I love dark stuff. I'm like really drawn to you? Like, I don't know if you have you seen Ratchet on Netflix?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Some of those scenes, I'm like, raw. It's just gruesome. Like, it's really brutal, but I love it. I'm all about stuff that kind of, in a way, so I'm just kind of like intrigued to show things that you wouldn't necessarily think would be allowed to be shown. Do you know what I mean? Things that you've never seen you'd see. I'm like, that's amazing that they've put that on screen. Like even it goes the complete opposite way. Like, did you see I May Destroy You?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I just loved the fact that she filmed herself sat on a toilet, like doing her thing on a toilet, like stuff like that. I'm like, that's brilliant, because you would never think you'd see that on screen, but that is a part of life, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just think, put it on screen. Like, it's great.
Yeah. No, it is really true, actually, because when you do watch telly, it's like they skip the normal things we all do.
Yeah.
Like, the tampon. True. Like, no one on screens ever puts on a tampon, but women have periods. Like, we wear tampons and we put pads on.
I've never seen somebody put a pad on, like, I've never seen anyone do it, even though we do it all the time.
Yeah, and she was talking about, like, her period, and like, he was like, what's that? And she was talking about blood clot. I was like, this is my favourite thing, because it normalises it. Whereas, like, women shouldn't be, like, nervous to talk about, like, the fact that they're on their period. Like, what's that about? We should, like, in 2020, we should be talking about our periods. Like,
literally.
I just think, like, that's the type of stuff I'm into.
Because remember working in office, and every time I went to go to the toilet to change, I'm just trying to normalise it, to change my tampon, I'd hide it in my sleeve or take my bag with me. And I was like, wait, why can't I just hold it? Why am I hiding it?
Like, yeah, this is the thing. And this is what, like, gets me, because I feel like if men had periods, they'd be walking around with their tampon.
They'd be stuck on their heads.
That's it.
They'd also be free, just saying.
Yeah, they'll definitely be free.
Would.
Absolutely.
This is the thing. So, things change. So no, I feel like you've got to root for those things, because I just think it takes a lot of courage in a way to break the mold. And I think the moment it is on screen, you've got to champion it, because it takes we don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but I feel like it takes a lot of fight to be like, no, I'm going to put that scene in and it's going to go on. Like, it's happening. I just think that's brilliant.
Mm. No, absolutely. That is such a good point.
Were you a big watcher of period dramas before?
That was a good segue, Gina.
You did not know what you did there, but it was brilliant.
I genuinely thought about, like, period dramas. I was like, what is this style of show?
That was brilliant, Gina.
Yeah.
No, I think that, because Erin, when you said don't give up on your dreams, it's like it came out of me, like the spirit of of conquering and doing great things came out, and that's the period drama. Anyway, I mean period in terms of like The Crown, historical, but also speaking of periods, were you a big watcher of those kind of shows before you did The Crown?
I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is like The Crown. I watched The Crown and I loved that. But I mean, I feel like what The Crown does is actually it makes it quite accessible in that way that I feel like period dramas haven't felt before. Like,
I agree.
Feels quite juicy and you're like, ooh, like I'm actually seeing like what's going on in these people's lives. Whereas what kind of deterred me, I suppose, from watching period dramas was the fact that I always felt like I never really got to know any of the characters. Like, it was all very like held and like, this is me talking to you, but we're not really going to say what we mean. And I'm like, oh, I just don't have the time for that. Whereas The Crown just shows you what's actually going on in these people's lives and how they're actually feeling. And I think that's brilliant, because that is what I think most people, or me definitely, that's what I'm drawn to, is like, I want to see people having these conversations that are really bloody hard to have.
But I'd
say actually The Crown is probably the first period drama that I really got into.
Amazing. We were saying that last week with I keep calling her Miss Kate because we nicknamed.
I love it.
Because we spoke to Kate Hall last week.
She is a Miss Kate.
Do you know what? Talani asked a question about wigs, and Miss Kate started talking about lace front wigs. Lace, and we were like, Miss Kate? Miss Kate knows about the lace front. So that's why she's called Miss Kate.
Yes. I love it.
Last week we were talking about, that exact thing about like period dramas needing to be, or beforehand not having been as accessible or putting people off, and that like The Crown is definitely a good way to get into this kind of thing, and that there actually way more things should be called period dramas instead of just the one type and look and feel of thing. Like anything pre-90s could be period, for example.
That's so true.
I thought was interesting. Yeah.
That's so true. Like, this is England and stuff. Like, that's all technically period, isn't it?
Oh, my God. That's honestly one of the best things I've ever watched.
I haven't watched This Is England. Do you know what, though? Because I remember I saw one scene, and it was an awful scene. To be frank, it was a scene of sexual assault, right? You remember it.
Yeah.
Very long. One of those things that's very difficult to show on screen, but is important.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'd never seen, and it just, I couldn't, after that, it was an awful thing for me to have like come in on, but I was like, I can't watch this. I knew it was amazing. I thought the acting was incredible, but I was like, this is too much.
So good. Cause it was the film originally, and then they had the series that came on Channel 4 a couple of years later. And I literally I lap it up. Every so often I just go back and watch it again.
Really?
And I think at the time, what you're saying is, it was one of those shows that was showing things that wasn't shown on television. It was really like, it was dirty. It wasn't like a clean, like, literally the polar opposite of something like Desperate Housewives, which looks really like crispy and like bright clothes, where this was like dark and gloomy and English. Yeah. Yeah, it was very English.
It was real, wasn't it? It's real. Yeah. And I'm like, every time one of those things comes along, like, I don't know, what's it called? Adult material or something? It's like, it's got Hayley Squires in it. It's on Channel 4. But it's all about it's all about the porn industry, and it's about like showing what actually happens, like these people's lives. It's brilliant because for that very reason. You're like, this has never been put on screen, and people need to know. Like there's such a massive stigma around the actors who work in the porn industry, and actually, it's so essential to show the fact that they're human and all this. It's just brilliant. But like, what's great about it is that it's real, and it's like, it's gritty but it's raw and it's honest, and it is just part of what's going on out there. So why does it not deserve a place on our TV screen?
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's so interesting that you call them actors, because that's so interesting. I've never heard anyone call like people in porn films actors. It's really like, of course they are.
But that's their job.
No, absolutely. I never ever thought of it like that. Oh my God, that is so interesting. Oh, you're so brilliant. I love you so much.
Yeah, Erin, you're the best. I'm trying to think of intelligent questions, but I'm like, can we just have a chat?
Let's just have a nice chat. The best stuff comes out of just having a chat, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Just having a really nice chat. What is on Netflix this week, or what should people be watching, Gina, outside of The Crown, which I'm sure it's been trending number one every single day I've got on the Netflix app. It's insane.
Crikey. Yep.
Like, the fanship of The Crown is actually insane. And also, it's people that's like, I would never think you'd watch The Crown. And they're like giving like deep analysis of all of it. I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's really, really interesting to see people who watch it.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's been really good.
So good. Very, very
good. So what else is out? Erin, because she's like,
come on, we've done The Crown now.
We've heard The Crown now.
No one needs any more.
Okay, go watch The Crown on Netflix. Please.
All right, cool. So I'm going to put top of the list is this is the third and final one of our like licensed fun Black American shows that are coming to Netflix. Moesha is finally on Netflix today.
The battle is heating up. It's Moesha versus Stepmom.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
You can't tell me what to do.
Excuse me, what'd you just say?
He said, you can't tell me what to do.
Just when you thought it was safe in the suburbs, the party is over.
You are grounded.
It's the very first Moesha.
Sorry for all the action.
Moesha!
Yes, sister's been great on there, been watching, and their girlfriends is on there, Erin, if you didn't know, so it's brilliant.
Okay, sorry,
carry on. I just had to interrupt that.
No, it's honestly so fun. I've been having the time of my life watching Sister. It's actually made me so much happier than I ever thought it could. It's very, very good. So Moesha comes on today. I'm really looking forward to that. So by Friday, which is today when you'll be hearing this, Sister, Moesha, Girlfriends, all on Netflix. Enjoy. And then other than that, already having dropped because it would have come out yesterday, I think we've already spoken about the Vanessa Hudgens Princess Switch. She's a twin, but then also now she's got a triplet, but also now she's got... Erin, do you know about this?
I haven't,
it's completely opposite to everything you said you've ever liked. It is not real. It is not gritty.
It's not dark.
It's very safe. You know it's what? Not dark.
Sometimes we need to get lost in a bit of like dream world. That's fine.
I'm Stacey, and this is Duchess Margaret. We met 2 years ago and changed each other's lives forever. I married Prince Edward, and Margaret dated my friend Kevin. They tried to make it work, but soon learned long distance is harder than it looks. Which brings me back to the old bakery to see how Kevin's doing.
I've moved on.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh.
Margaret needs us to be there for her. Stacey, I'm so happy you're here.
There's no way we'd miss your coronation.
And got you a little surprise.
I hope it's okay that we're here.
So, basically, the first one, Princess Switch, it stars Vanessa Hudgens, you know, the one, we're all in this together.
Yes. I love that musical.
So she stars in it, and essentially it's like Parent Trap, but Christmas. So she finds her long lost twin, who happens to be rich and like royal, etc. And then they swap places and all sorts of chaos ensues, blah, blah. Now they've come back. So this is Princess Switch switched again.
Again. Also, what deal was she signed with Netflix? Because she's on about 68 films. Vanessa Hudgens is on every...
Vanessa Hudgens is in her bag.
Film. I'm like, what is your deal, hun? Sign me
Vanessa
up.
Vanessa Hudgens said, you need a star?
They signed me to one series of the podcast. Vanessa Hudgens got all of them. All of this. She'll be hosting this next season. It'll be 10 out of 10. Would recommend Vanessa.
Vanessa Hudgens is hosting the next season.
Sorry, we love you, Vanessa, but she's doing everything.
Oh God!
As you were.
No, it's totally fine. So Vanessa Hudgens is back, unsurprisingly, and she's got it's her and her twin, and I think there may be a third one in this film. It's all madness, but honestly, like, it's just one of those things that it's very like, it's a nice watch. Like, you don't have to like pay, you know, when it's like you don't have to pay. I feel like with Ratched and even like things like Narcos, all these other shows, you have to really pay attention. You can't look away. With this, it's just chill. Like, you can watch it while you're cooking. You can watch it while you're like on the laptop, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And it's also a good way to ease yourself into Christmas, because why not celebrate it now? What's the, like, there's, we ain't got nothing else to live for. So
literally.
Yeah. So, that's all. Also, Talani, a good thing to mention for you is that, in this film, they do that thing that you love that Netflix Christmas films do, which is put in a reference to another Netflix Christmas film.
Have you ever noticed it?
No!
Erin, it's brilliant. You will notice it now. Go on, T.
They reference their own film.
Not in a weird way.
Just in like a little casual...
In a meta way.
So it's like, imagine Princess Anne watching TV, but she happens to be watching Netflix matching. That's how they kind of do
Fantastic. It. Fantastic. Yeah. Great. I'm with you.
Yes, yeah, happens to be watching that. Yeah, I kind of like it. It's a smart way to advertise. Go Netflix. Yeah. I'm trying to keep my job so badly. Please, I was just joking about Vanessa.
Right. It's all right.
Vanessa Hudgens is listening. She's like, cancel her now.
Get out of here. And what have I been watching? I've just been re-watching reruns, you know. I've had a really, like, calm week of watching stuff. But Sorry to Bother You is on Netflix now.
I'm just out here surviving. And what I'm doing right now won't even matter.
Oh, baby, it will always matter.
Oh.
about. You said you fixed that.
Get a room. I got a room, mother.
Hey, Cash, how much longer I gotta wait for my money?
God made this land for all of us. Greedy people like you wanna hog it to yourself and your family and...
Me and my family?
Yeah.
Cassius, I'm your f***ing uncle.
Ooh, and I've heard, I've never seen it, but I've heard loads about it. And it's quite weird and, like, fantastic.
Well, that might be a good one for you, Erin, also. Yeah. I haven't seen it either, but it... But the, oh God, it stars that guy who I really fancy. What's his name?
Same. Oh, what's his name? I'm gonna get it out for you now.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Which I really fancy as well.
I fancy him so... Google it.
No, don't Google him.
Let me Google this.
He looks different in every picture of himself, so you don't really know what you're getting. I feel really like scared for you to see him. I'm having this thing. Do you know when you tell your friends you fancy someone and then you want to show them a picture? And you're like, no, not that picture. No, that you're looking for a good picture. I have to send you a good picture of him. Yeah, you can't just look at any picture of him because sometimes he doesn't.
Fine.
Yeah, thank you. Love you, Keith. I just didn't want you to judge him.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm behind you, Prince Harry.
That's true. You were very behind me on that one.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's on Netflix. I want to watch that too.
And I just think that hard with documentaries and I need to, like, I get really angry when I watch it, but loads of like people getting judged incorrectly, and I want to watch the Chicago one as well. That's on Netflix as well.
Chicago 7.
Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Yeah.
We want to underscore again that we're coming to Chicago peacefully, but whether we're given permits or not, we're coming.
We're going to Chicago to protest the Vietnam War.
There's no place to be right now but in it.
We watched for a decade while these rebels without a job tell us how to prosecute a war. Because they're going to spend their 30s in a federal facility, real time.
People say, you know, Abby, are you concerned about an overreaction from the cops?
Holy shit.
You all right?
It was until I saw that.
It's almost like it's really interesting because it goes from being a little bit kind of funny and then to heartbreaking, and then you get angry and then you laugh a little bit more. It kind of messes you about as a viewer. So I'm really intrigued into watching that. But yeah, those are my suggestions this week. I've been busy, guys, this week. I've had a life, so I haven't been sat in front of the telly all week.
That's right.
Exactly.
Erin, do you have any other suggestions for the crowd? Are you going to watch Moesha? Is my first question to you.
Yes, even just for the introduction. Do you know what I mean? I missed it. It was fantastic. Absolutely. I need to get back onto my sister chat. What do I suggest? I mean, I've been getting really. I've been going back and back. Basically, I love RuPaul's Drag Race, and I've been going back and back and back and watching so many of those, and just falling in love with these queens that I didn't even know about. Like, I'm on the one now with Bob the Drag Queen on.
Oh yeah, I follow him on TikTok. He's got the best TikTok ever, can I just say.
He's amazing. And I just, again, I'm kind of like, I love those queens that just like completely blow the whole thing out the water. They're like, they're doing it their way. They're not abiding by any rules. So I'm kind of like, I'm in a bit of a RuPaul's Drag Race place right now.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, the time has come
for America's first drag queen president.
President.
Friday, February 28th, 13 new candidates enter the race.
Hey, bitches!
I'm here to slay the competition.
Sherry is a big, loud Broadway dame.
We are the best queens in the world, but I'm the one to be.
Serving our country with opulence.
I love this runway look. I became very excited.
It was some next level.
Liberating us with laughter.
I'm going to press the trap door button.
You know, I've never seen an episode of that.
Oh, really? It is good. Honestly, like, it's kind of like, it's a bit like Marmite, but I think ultimately if you watch it and you're like, these queens, like, they're so skilled. Like, actually it takes a lot of talent to be able to be good at what they do, and once you kind of tune into that, you're like, the appreciation is almighty. They're amazing. They're really amazing.
When I first saw the title, I think I saw race and just assumed it was about F1 racing, so I was like, oh, I don't care.
So I was the same.
So I just just never went into it. So
I feel like, yeah, maybe we need to like say something about like their advertising. Because I thought it was about racing, and I was like,
yeah,
okay. I was just saying, it's not about racing.
Okay,
yeah, it's good. It is
completely
good.
Different.
So I recommend that. What else? I watched the film The Boys in the Band. That was also very good. That's like a Netflix film. Yeah.
Oh, and you, Donald, you think it's just nifty how I've always flitted from Beverly Hills to Rome to Amsterdam? I'm here to tell you, the only place that I've ever been happy was on the goddamn plane. Run, charge, run, buy, borrow, make, spend, run, squander, run, beg, run, 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 waste, waste, waste. And why?
It basically, it was a play. I think it was a play in like the 60s or 70s. And they turned it into a film, and it's brilliant. And it's got Jim Parsons in, who is in The Big Bang Theory. And he's just brilliant.
Yeah,
he's so good. So it's just, watch that. Those are my recommendations.
Okay,
very good recommendations, Erin. Also, another question I have for you off the back of that. How do you feel about being somebody who has been in plays? You've been in quite a few plays yourself, Erin. What are your thoughts on plays to films? Because obviously Boys in the Band was a play. And then we're getting Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is coming to Netflix, and that was a play.
And that's Viola Davis doing that.
Viola Davis. Viola Davis and Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. So play to film adaptations. Thoughts on those? Love them, hate them, which is your fave?
Love them. Love them. I literally sat there watching The Boys in the Band and I was like, this is the dream. Because I feel like there's always there's some sort of fear for theatre actors sometimes where you're like, I feel so free on stage, but the moment you get behind the camera, you're like, oh, I don't know like what I'm supposed to do. Whereas there's some sort of leap that happens where the moment you've like, you're like doing a play, but it's on script. It's, I don't know. Something happens where you just go, oh, I know what I'm doing here. Like there's some sort of like gateway to being like, there's no difference basically to acting on stage, to acting on screen. I don't think if you're being honest, if what you're channeling is like just this character, then there is no difference. But sometimes what it takes is that transition of like a play being put into a film for you to go, oh, it's no different. And actually, a lot of the times, I think they're better films, like, for it, because the plays are just so well written. Like, some of these plays are just gorgeous. And to see it on screen, like, it's magnetic, and you can't look away because of the, like, tension and the drama of it. I think they're a winner all round. I think they're brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know we spoke about secrets and what you're not allowed to say and what you are allowed to say, but
here we go.
Since we're all friends now, is there anything you can tell us about season 5?
I honestly, no one tells me anything about the blooming next one.
No.
No, the moment you're out the door, they're like, bye. That's it.
Oh, they don't tell you anything about anything.
I have no idea what's going to happen, and in a way I'm like, thank God. Because now there's no pressure on me. I literally just get to tune in next year or whenever they're blooming bringing it out. I honestly have no idea. And just watch it like a fan. Because that's what I've missed. Like, I can't sit down with a cup of tea and some biscuits. Like, I can't watch myself like that. So I've, like, not had the show for, like, 2 years. And I'm, like, ready. Yeah. I'm ready to have it back again.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask that because I was going to ask, do you miss watching it like how you used to watch it? Because even now that I work at Netflix, watching shows is different. It doesn't hit the same because I don't get to watch it at the same time as everyone else and enjoy the same. So I would miss it as well. I would miss, not saying that I want to get fired. I really love working here, but
I love it.
It's
here.
True, though, like, it is like once you're let into a world, it's not the same. Like you're a part of it, and that's wonderful. When it's like, how the hell have I got here? But at the same time, you don't get that, like, removed. You don't get the ability to just stand back and watch and, like, have a great time and be like, oh, I wonder what that was. There's so much, like, that's part of the experience, I think, of, like, I think that's why I love going to the cinema and stuff like that. Because, like, it's all part of the feel about being like, right, I'm going to go and watch this now. And it's for you. Like, these shows and these films are made specifically for you as the viewer to go and sit down and watch it. Whereas when you're a part of it, You don't get that. You just don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like it goes hand in hand. So I think it's just as important to be able to sit back and go, I'm going to watch this as a viewer and not be an actor in my head.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, you might not be watching you. We are watching you. And thank you so much for coming on this podcast. Honestly, I've had such a good recording session. Like,
I've had
been
a
so
great
good.
Morning. Yay. I don't need a coffee now. Yes. I'm just loving
Thank you so, so much. That is it for this episode of 10 out of 10 would recommend. Where can they find us, Gina?
Okay, so if you want to find Netflix, you can find us on at Netflix UK across Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and then at Netflix on TikTok. Please, if you like this episode and any of the other episodes that we've done, leave a nice little rating, subscribe to us, download it, share it, tell us what you're watching with the hashtag 10 out of 10 would recommend. And if you would like to find my beautiful co-host Talani, where can we find you, dear?
You can find me on Tully_T on Instagram and on Twitter. That's it. That's all you can find me in.
Yep. And you can find me at Smile Gina. That's G-E-N-A, not Gina, like vagina. And that's on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And Erin, would you like other people to find you, or would you like to stay anonymous?
I have an Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not like massive on social media, but I am there. If you search,
yes.
I think it's Erin R. Doherty. I think I'm there on Instagram as that. But you'll find me. I'm there.
I've seen you on there. Yeah, great. You definitely are. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been amazing. Thank you guys for listening and see you next week.
Next week's episode, we will be speaking to Chris Columbus, the guy who literally invented Christmas movies and directed Home Alone. So stay tuned for that and we will see you soon. Bye.